listener production.
Hey there, Saskia Channing with your news briefing. Southeastern parts of Oz have endured a sweat fest today. Fire bans in place across parts of New South Wales, SA and Victoria, including Melbourne, where temps had been tipped to past 35 degrees. New South Wales Fire Service Inspector Ben Shepherd has told Seven a reprieve will come next week, but the danger hasn't passed just yet.
Still 30 fires burning across New South Wales at the moment, so it's still going to be a difficult weekend.
Ukrainian officials are welcoming the International Criminal Court's decision to issue an arrest warrant for the Russian president. Vladimir Putin, alongside his Children's Rights Commissioner, are accused of illegally deporting children from Ukraine during the war. However, the ICC has no police force of its own to enforce the warrants, so has called on the international community to act. Voting in the New South Wales election kicked off today, with more than 2,000 pre-polling centres opening ahead of next Saturday's election. There's also been strong demand for postal votes, with almost 500,000 applications received since opening mid-January. Labor's Chris Minns is out to stop Premier Dominic Perrottet from keeping his government in power for a record fourth term. Almost 400 grand's been seized at Melbourne Airport, authorities uncovering the cash hidden in a Korean national's carry-on. The man's face caught, unable to provide sufficient info on the source of the funds. He's been granted bail, expected to reappear before a judge in June. And Donald Trump has returned to Facebook and YouTube following a two-year ban. It was cut off following the attack on the US Capitol in January 2021.